Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks, the podcast that highlights awesome Kickstarters. So today I have with me Manavoid Entertainment out of Montreal, Canada, and I have the whole team with me today. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Pretty good, thanks.
Pretty good.
Awesome. Thanks for being on the show today.
It's our pleasure.
Awesome. So you guys have a really cool Kickstarter that caught my eye, and hence, you know, that's why you guys are on the show, because I wanted to talk about it more. It's called Epic Manager. Tell me and everybody else a little bit more about your game.
Sure thing. So Epic Manager is essentially a 2D RPG tycoon game where, for the first time ever, you get to create your own adventuring agency. So you have scouts that work for you, you can recruit and hire adventurers and send them on quests, and they bring you back a percentage of their loot. You have to negotiate contracts, and there's a bunch of side quests and a lot of character progression, and there's an emergent narrative. A big inspiration for us was Dungeons & Dragons and Choose Your Own Adventure games. So there's a lot of random encounters and events that are going to happen in the game that are going to make you like have to choose how you deal with each situation, and your choices will change the game world, and it'll change how the game is played. So every time you play the game, it's going to be a different experience.
Absolutely. And another good way, I think, of putting it is saying that Epic Manager basically is Football Manager crossed with Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, I liked that quote that I saw on your Kickstarter, because I've played fantasy football before, but I'm also more of a D&D geek, and just like, hey, let's mix those two things together. It sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, me and Chris especially are a really big fan of fantasy hockey and fantasy football, and we like all those managers mode in like NHL and Madden and all that. And so we thought, why not like put a D&D twist on that?
No, that's really cool, because I think it's cool the idea of being able to try to ultimately create your agency as you guys are putting it, but I also kind of saw it. It's kind of like having your own guild as well, where you're going out and doing jobs and odd end jobs at first, and then getting the more high paid jobs as you go along and become more famous and everything. I think it's a really cool concept.
Thanks.
So besides D&D and fantasy football, what were maybe some of the other inspirations you have for Epic Manager?
Well, Frank had the initial idea that was based off of a board game. What was it called, already, Frank?
Thunderstone, actually. It's in a game where you hire adventurers and you send them in the dungeon and you go to the village and buy stuff. And I was like, well, it's kind of like being the guy in the tavern that gives out quests to adventurers, but that's like where a new way to play fantasy games. And we're like, yeah, we're gonna ride with that. And I talk about it with Chris and Simon, and they were on board, and yeah, and it's pretty cool.
And then I remember like when he started pitching that idea, the first thing that I thought of was Final Fantasy Tactics, and there was a mechanic in that game where you could go into like taverns and bars and hear rumors and then send some of your adventurers on a quest that you would never do. It was a completely simulated. They would just leave for a few days and they'd come back with loot, and I used to have a lot of fun doing that. And I basically, we started constructing around that idea, like a complete game where there would be a lot more mechanics involved.
Yeah, that's really great.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
For my part, well, I've always been a fan of grand strategy games, especially all the titles from Paradox Interactive, especially Crusader Kings 2. I've spent like so many hours into that game. And for me, what always drew me back in was that experiences like these allowed you to create your own story, but not through your own actions, but through the actions of like hundreds of characters you would end up interacting with. And that's another element we really wanted to port in the game, was the idea of having multiple characters, and that all of them sort of mark the pace of your progression, and that all of them gave character to your experience.
Yeah,
No, that's good. It kind of reminds me of like, you just, not one individual is more important than the other. They all play a key part in the progression of the game and the storyline. So that's good. It's kind of fun to be able to have a big party rather than just saying, okay, I just need to focus on one person to get through this. But you're going to have to focus on a lot of people in order to, you know, become the epic manager.
Yeah, exactly. The one way we put it in our Kickstarter page is you react as much to the game as the game reacts to you. The world is like a living entity, and there's a lot of moving parts that you don't always control. So there's a lot of that also.
Yeah, so with being the epic manager, that's actual a title within the game, correct?
Yep.
So, like, every year in the game year, there's a competition between agencies, and whoever wins becomes the epic manager. Talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. So, basically, the idea is that yearly there's, like, a big
convention
where agencies meet up, they buy and sell adventurers, they can trade. Well, that's one of our stretch goals, actually, is to put that mechanic in, where you could trade with adventurers with other agencies. And at this event, basically, there's a tournament that happens where the winner of the tournament is the one they call the Epic Manager, and he gets to first dibs on the most dangerous but lucrative jobs. And he becomes what's essentially the right hand to the king. But yeah, so he's like, he becomes the protector of the realm, basically.
That's cool. Well, it's kind of like, it reminds me of just, you know, sports and being traded in the middle of the season. It's just like, oh, come on, guys. I was doing something good for you, and now you're letting me go. Yeah,
exactly. So, but sometimes, you know, salary cap and all that stuff, you know, you got to take that into consideration, man.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm paying this guy a little bit more because he performs better, so I had to let you go. So, no, that's a really fun concept in a fantasy aspect. I enjoy all things fantasy, and, you know, a lot of nerds and geeks out there do, and just... I think it's cool that you're mixing the two, because I think a lot of people don't understand that people that enjoy, you know, video games and fantasy stuff also enjoy sports or that sporting, you know, managing system. I think people try to separate the two, but I mean, I grew up playing sports my whole life, but every Saturday I was also playing D&D. So it's just there. It's kind of a merging of the two groups of people, and I think that's a cool concept that you guys have come up with, letting people know that, hey, you can like both of these things and get it in the same place at one time. So that's awesome.
I think players get a bit of that in, like, NBA 2K15. I think they're digging that with the career mode. They're doing it pretty well, and it's a new audience that's been catered for only a couple of years, but it never had been done with the fantasy team so much in there, and yeah, we're pretty excited about it.
Yes,
to some extent, I guess you could also say that the Blood Bowl miniature game, and nowadays also the
that's good times,
the video
Blood
game
Bowl
version,
right there.
I think it's one of the first times I really saw that strong connection between fantasy sports and the fantasy genre.
Everyone can get something out of this game. That's what's kind of awesome. If you like narrative games, you'll be really served, because there's a constant emergent narrative, and every playthrough is going to bring you in a different story path. And if you like management simulations, and if you like tycoon games, then you have all of these mechanics where you buy and trade adventurers, and you have to manage money and fame and all this stuff. And if you're just a fan of fantasy, then like in Final Fantasy Tactics and all that stuff, then you're also served, because you roster management, and you're going to have a lot of like Easter eggs and cultural references. We even got the Shovel Knight to be featured in our game.
Nice.
So yeah, we're really happy about like all of this. If there's one thing that we've learned so far out of this experience, is how the indie world is smaller than you think, and people really help each other out.
No, I mean, that's cool. It's true. I mean, because essentially I'm talking to your whole team. developing this game in all its facets. I mean, it's just awesome that, you know, the three of you guys can get together and be like, hey, let's make a video game and then do it. That's just, it's really cool. And I think a lot of people are appreciating that more nowadays. And so that's why indie games are becoming, there's kind of a trendy movement for indie games. And personally, I mean, sure, there are those AAA games out there that, you know, everyone still wants to pick up and play. But I've noticed that a lot of my game playing nowadays are indie games, and because they just have, they have that, almost that old feel to it, but with new stuff as well, if that makes sense. Because growing up playing games, you know, on, you know, the the Atari and the, you know, this regular Nintendo and everything is just like, you got the great gameplay, but you, you know, and the kind of indie games gives me that vibe once again. So it's cool that you guys can get together and do that. So talking about your team a little bit more, why don't you guys talk a little bit about what you individually do for the game?
Well, we're indie devs, Barry, so we do everything.
There you go. You're jacks of all trades.
Yeah, I've taken, well, so far in the game, I've taken a little bit more of the narrative design and a little bit of the programming. Frank?
Yeah, for myself, I've done a bit of the animations, and, well, we've all worked together for the design. I've supported Simon with the art design, but he's actually the man behind all the art we have. Simon?
Yeah, well, that's it so far. I've been pretty much only doing artwork stuff because there is actually so much to do, and it's sometimes a bit scary to wake up in the morning and see the list of chores piling up. But yeah, that's pretty much my job so far, and it's been a real blast experiencing with like different art styles, trying to create our own visual signature. We wanted something that would look good in full HD on your big screen, but we also wanted something that could port really well into mobile platforms later on. And so far, we're pretty satisfied, actually very satisfied with how things look. There's still a lot of room and a lot of time for improvement, and we're very hopeful that the final product should be a gorgeous thing to look at, hopefully.
Awesome. It looks great so far, even just with your video that you have on Kickstarter. So do you have a music component? Do you have someone doing the music for you, or are you guys doing that as well?
Yeah, we're really lucky. We early in the process of making the pre-alpha for this game, we contacted a guy called
Matthew Pablo,
and he was like on a different free music for game sites, and we contacted him out of the blue because we needed like music for our game, and we heard a track that was really, really awesome, and he was really psyched with the project, and he said, yeah, take my track, hell, and he said if the Kickstarter works, then we'll work together on the rest of the music for it and everything, so. So it, once again, you see how the indie scene is just really like everyone helps each other out, and in the end, everyone wins.
It's a good way to get started. Definitely, I think that's cool that you just found this guy. You're like, hey, I like this guy's music. Hey, would you do a whole video game soundtrack? Sure, why not? Sounds good to me.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing too. I mean, you have to like. You have to have a bit of guts and to just go ahead and put yourself out there and ask people for their help. And oftentimes you'll be surprised that, yeah, they're really, really down to help you out because they're just as passionate as you are about games.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, what's the worst they could say? You know, no.
Exactly.
and then you just move on to the next person. That's how I see about, you know, reaching out to, you know, Kickstarter people or reaching out to other companies, just like, hey, you know, let's talk, let's chat, let's have a good time. And what's the worst they're going to say? No.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay, yeah. Well, I'll just go to the next person. So I try to keep a positive attitude on everything. So it's good.
That's it. Plus,
so,
sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, plus we're doing games and it's a work of passion. So we're reaching out to other people that share our passion. So usually it's not that hard to get a response.
Yeah, that's great. So with the Kickstarter, when it ends and you guys are fully funded and that's what we're going for, when do you hope to have this game out to everybody?
The game is going to be out, well, basically, the beta should be out within 7 to 9 months. So we're reaching for August, I think, of next year. And yep. The full release should be in December of next year.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Obviously, it might sound cheesy, but we're really trying to, first and foremost, please the fans and please the people who have already pledged and who are going to pledge money to this game. And so one thing is for sure is we're not going to rush things out. What we want to show people in the end is a finished product that's worth your time, worth your money, and that you can enjoy for countless hours.
Yeah, the truth is it's going to take the time it's going to take, and it's just, you know, once it's ready, it'll be out. But the scope of this game and what we're able to do, we're confident that we can have it in a reasonable time frame.
Definitely.
Awesome. That's awesome. So why don't you tell everybody where they can find more information about you guys or about your game?
Sure. You can reach out to us on Kickstarter. We're very active on our comments page, and we have a lot of passionate fans already, which is really awesome. So we answer everyone and every question that's always thrown at us. You can also reach out to us on contact@manavoid.com. That's our email, so we always answer those emails also. You can follow us on Facebook and on Twitter @WeAreManavoid.
That's awesome. So I recommend everybody to go to Kickstarter, check out Epic Manager. This looks like a really fun game, and I can't wait to get my, you know, my fingers on it and be able to do some, have some fun with it. So thank you guys for being on the show.
Thanks, man.
It's been awesome, and good luck to you for Epic Manager and everything in the future.
All right.
Thanks,
Barry.
Thank you.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.